First of all, I'd like to just express gratitude to so many people who have offered their heartfelt condolences on the death of my grandmother, who passed away on Thursday following complications from hip surgery. The visitation for my grandmother, Ruth Whittington, will take place tomorrow from 10 to noon at Cook Rosenberger in Sunman. Rosary will be at 9:45. The funeral mass will be here at St. Nicholas at 12:30, and the burial will take place in Cincinnati on Tuesday morning. One of the lines in this gospel passage that has always struck me is this line the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Every time I come across that line, I immediately have this mental image of this group that's kind of separated themselves from the large group, and they're kind of off in the corner talking amongst themselves, trying to figure out what Jesus is saying. Now, we have the advantage of 2,000 years of theology and church history, so we might not kind of separate ourselves off from the group and quarrel amongst ourselves about what Jesus is saying, because we know by our faith what it is that he is explaining in the sixth chapter of John's gospel. He's explaining the Eucharist. This belief that we have as Catholics that our Lord has given us the gift of the Eucharist is central to our faith. And in fact, the Second Vatican Council calls the Eucharist the source and summit of our faith. We believe that at Mass, humble bread and wine, through the words of the priest and the power of the Holy Spirit, are transubstantiated into the actual body and blood of Jesus, which we call the real presence. So we may not go off in a small group and quarrel amongst ourselves about this, but I think all of us have had moments where maybe our heart has quarreled within ourselves about this teaching or some other teaching of Christ. That our hearts, mixed with good and evil, sometimes have a hard time assenting to these hard truths, the teaching of the Eucharist being one of them. The good of our heart wants to assent, to know that what Jesus has taught us is the truth. But the evil in our heart holds back. But there are probably times in all of our lives, or at least certainly some of us, when that desire to believe is sometimes a little weakened. That our desire to believe is sometimes not enlivened by the emotions, and therefore can become difficult. But in times like that, it's important for us to go back to what we know to be the truth, that our anchor point in our life can be the truth of Jesus Christ, given to us through his preaching and his teaching and carried on to this day in the sacred tradition given to us by the church. In a world where so much seems to change so quickly, the anchor of our life can be the truth of Jesus. And even though our heart may quarrel within us sometimes to live up to this faith, we know that by God's grace, we can. Jesus says again and again to the people who have gathered there, "I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink." Jesus could not be any clearer about the doctrine of the Eucharist. And yet, sometimes we can struggle to believe. But our faith is not rooted in the whims of our own emotions, but in the truth of Jesus Christ. The sixth chapter of John's Gospel is known as the Bread of Life Discourse. Over the last several weeks, we've been getting bits and pieces of it each Sunday. And I haven't preached on the Gospel every Sunday. I've preached on the second reading a few weeks and the first reading on a different week. But I would encourage you sometime before next Sunday to sit down and to just simply read the entire sixth chapter of John's Gospel. It's not that long. To read it from beginning to end. And let the words of Jesus wash over your heart again to nourish our belief and our trust in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And perhaps at the end of reading the sixth chapter, I would invite you in your own words to make an act of faith in the Eucharist. To make that act of faith again. To believe that Jesus is truly present. In just a few moments, through the words of the priest and the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Jesus who walked the dusty roads of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago becomes present in this church for us. Let us reflect on that and ask for the grace to believe even more deeply in Jesus' presence before us and of his great love for us.